In our studios this morning, as promised, Renee Cudd and Leland Searcy. We're going to talk Tri-State Oil and Gas and different events. Renee, first of all, good morning to you. Thanks for coming. You've probably been up for hours feeding horses.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's great to have you. Leland, thank you. You're becoming more involved, I know, in the Tri-State Oil and Gas Convention and various activities associated with that. No stranger to Renee. I know you have known Renee, and I guess through the horse industry, right?
That's correct, yeah, yeah. I had a couple of her horses way long ago when I used to rope. Yep.
Renee, many people know this story, but some don't. How'd you end up in Woodward, Oklahoma, years ago?
Well, in 1977, I graduated from a horse college in Virginia, West Virginia, and they had a job placement program. And so Monty Rieger is who I moved here to go to work for, and he had called in, and he always had used people from there, I think, a few times. And so I made the trip to Woodward, and I absolutely loved it here. And so then I started working for him.
And then met future husband, I guess,
about that time. I met my husband, Bobby Joe, about in 1982. He had a couple of stallions that he had on the track running them, and he decided that he wanted to bring them to Woodward. And he had talked to Monty about bringing the studs up to the ranch, and then I took care of them, and that's how I met him.
I guess your love for horses go back as a very young girl. I mean, forever. I didn't realize the college you had graduated
from. I've had horses all my life. Me and my sister, we showed horses when we were kids, and then when I graduated from high school, then I went to the college, and then I ended up here. And well, I grew up in Kalamazoo, Michigan. That's where we had our horses.
Well, we're glad you're here. Don't plan on moving back anytime soon. We're glad you're here. We want to talk about Tri-State Oil and Gas Convention, and there's several various items associated with that. Tell us how that all got started. I know Junior Long played a major role in it years ago.
Junior Long started.
You kind of got behind it and
Junior
kept it going.
Junior Long had the idea of putting the Tri-State Oil and Gas Convention together, and there was a little handful of people that were getting it started, and Junior called me one day and he asked me if I'd like to come to one of the meetings and kind of told me what they were planning to do, and so then I became a member of the committee, and we put a convention together, and then we had the Bobby Joe Cudd Legacy Awards, and we would, as a committee, pick two or three people for the award each year. And we would have a convention and have booths, and it was a big day for
kind
on
of
Thursday.
A trade show type,
yeah, trade
type
show,
format,
yes.
And different
and
folks.
Then, you know, due to COVID, we haven't had that for, I think, 4 years now, and we're anxious to get back to go in this next year. We kind of tried to do it this year, and it just didn't all come together. And so, but we have the trade show, and then we'd have speakers,
right?
And then we have the dinner that night at the conference center and award the Bobby Joe Cudd Legacy Awards.
And Leland, I think that's the reason you're kind of getting involved too with the now, but primarily in the future with the trade show or slash convention or whatever, and really get that back up and going again.
Yes, here a month and a half ago, a friend I used to work with, Mert Van Friedenberg, called me, and he said, hey, let's go to lunch. And so I said, that's kind of random, because we worked together at J&L for, 6-7 years, and I hadn't seen him in a long time, and he threw this at me at lunch, and it really surprised me because I didn't know where they were on everything. So, and he says, get a hold of Renee. And so I was actually going to my grandson's wedding, and I called Renee when I got back, and we sat down and talked and kind of got, I need to know her vision. And so, we're going to move forward from there, and hopefully I can fill Junior's shoes, because Junior did a really, really good job with this, and he had a lot of passion for it.
So. Junior was absolutely the best. He was really good at planning stuff and getting. And we've really been without a chairman since Junior passed away. I believe it's been about 4 years, so we're really excited to have Leland come aboard and help us kind of get back to going.
No, it'll do you a really good job. There's no question about that. I kind of went back and looked at some of your previous award winners and the Legacy Awards, obviously for the lifelong achievements of an industry icon, Bobby Joe Cudd, but the Cudd family and the TSOG committee, they want to honor members of the oil and gas community who demonstrate the traits of Bobby Joe, obviously, hard work, innovation, leadership, sustainability, and it's kind of a who's who of the oil and gas industry, particularly in this part of the world. When you look at Bill Meadows, Don Jeter, J.D. Hodges, Gene Cook, Red Hickman, Buster Martin, Bob Grace, George Arrington, Dudley Smith, Brian Hogue, Al Comstock, and these are obviously significant. I want to read them. Bob Gilliam, Dana Murphy, Forrest Fisher, Dave Patterson, Larry Elaine Gatrell, Suzanne Christian, Stan Blundell, Ned Lowry, Greg Wine, Steve Winters, J.W. Waldrop, Larry Girton, Charlie Hogue, Dean Fisher, A.J. Jakes, Jackie Miller, Douglas Finley, and Richard Wagner. Wow, what a group of
great bunch of guys.
Industry icons. And before we get to the golf tournament, now tomorrow is the Legacy Awards dinner where you're going to add, what, two more? Is that right?
Yes.
Can we tell people who they are?
Yes, one of them is Bob Starling, and the other is Hal Cree.
Okay.
And
tell us a little bit about them.
Bob Starling, well, they've both, of course, been in the oil field for years.
Okay.
And Bob is having some health problems right now. We're not sure he's going to be able to make it, but his family will be there, and it's a big exciting event for the families.
And this is tomorrow evening at
tomorrow
the conference
evening center? At 7 o'clock at the conference center.
Can you still get in if you want to come, or do they have to get an advance ticket, or just show up and pay?
You do not have to get a ticket. You can just come to the dinner. We have the dinner, and then then Thursday evening is when we give away all of our scholarships. I believe we have 7 this year, and there's in the spring they send in their paperwork, and then a couple of the girls.
Okay.
Pick the nominees, and I believe we have 7. They each get $2,000 scholarship, so they come to the dinner, and then we award those scholarships to them then. And then we also have an auction where we have a bunch of nice gifts that are donated, and then of course we have the dinner.
You know, you posted those scholarship winners. Some of them are familiar to us here at the radio station. Some may not necessarily be. Claire Chance from Fort Supply, Caden Markham from Raiden, Zane Wasson, Woodward, Hennessy, Tara and Yek, Jace Hafner from Ringwood, Isabella Herber from Shattuck. That's Darcy's kid, I think, isn't it? Of course, we all know Darcy out at the conference center trade show. Michael Cunning of Cash and what? You know, what a great way to recognize folks, young people, $2,000 scholarships. That's that's significant. So are there criteria on the scholarship, or are they from oil and gas families necessarily?
Not necessarily. Okay. A lot of them are, but they do not have to be.
So, well, that's outstanding. And I'm glad that you all are able to continue that program. Next up is Friday, and that's the big golf tournament. Keep taking people for the golf tournament.
We take 36 teams, and we were full, and then we had 4 extras, and they were kind of on a wait list, and then we decided to just go ahead and let them in. So we have, I believe we have 40 teams.
And you're all going to play in the morning, right?
We used to do morning and afternoon, but it's so hot in the afternoon. Usually we've just decided the last few years to just do morning.
Yeah. And although that raises funds, obviously,
yes.
It's a fundraiser for the program and scholarships, right?
And Balon cooks the lunch for everybody, and they do a great job.
Right.
So it's an exciting day.
No, it is.
And we're going to have beautiful weather this year.
That, you know, one year that you could play 2 flights, it's going to be 80
exactly.
degrees.
Right.
So, you know, what a tremendous program, and folks, I guess, could still help. They maybe couldn't play, but if they want to help with sponsor
a
hole
or
something,
lunch is amazing.
They could certainly get involved in some way with the Tri-State Oil and Gas. But
anytime you're raising money for scholarships for kids, it's a great thing, right? I mean, at the end of the day, it's a great thing.
So. Absolutely. And yeah. So congratulations in advance on a successful evening tomorrow, obviously, with the Legacy Awards and the scholarship winners. Congratulations in advance for a great golf tournament, and kudos to you. Now I'm going to tell you something that's going to embarrass you, and I don't intend to do that. You do not seek public attention. In fact, you shy away from it, and those of that know you real well know that. But I promise you, you are an iconic lady in this community, and the things you do for this community, many of them behind the scenes that nobody knows about, is just tremendous. So particularly with young people. And so on behalf of all those kids, thank you for what you do and continue to do. You know, your horse sale brings hundreds of people to Woodward from all over the country as far as an economic development, a tourism event. It's just on down the list.
It's a fun time to have the horse sale. You know, people come from all over the United States, and my horses have gone everywhere. It's just probably the most fun week of the year for me.
And it's usually conjunction with the Elks Rodeo.
Yes, during the rodeo.
So anyway, Renee, thank you for being here this morning. Doggone it. And Leland, thanks for coming as well. And I'm excited about the future of the Tri-State Oil and Gas Convention. Keep the radio station in mind. We want to help you throughout in the future and really help you make it an even bigger deal if we possibly can.
Well, thank you very much, CJ, for inviting us to come talk about our awards dinner and golf tournament.
I'm excited.